It's Dominica in Albis, Quasimodo Sunday, Thomas Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, Sunday of the Octave of Easter. Welcome to the final podcast of the Easter cycle. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Quasimodo genit infantes, alleluia. Today our Roman station is San Pancrazio on the Janiculum Hill, and it is the titular church of Cardinal Antonio Cannizzari Siovera. The basilica was built by Pope Symmachus in the early 6th century at the burial place of St. Pancras, a 14-year-old martyr in 304 AD after his conversion to Christianity. Beneath the basilica is a vast catacomb. Since ancient times, this Sunday is called Dominica in Albis, or also In Albis Depositis, the Sunday of the white robes having been taken off. In the ancient Latin Church, the newly baptized were called infantes, a reference to 1 Peter chapter 2, like newborn babes, infantes, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, for you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. The newly baptized wore their white baptismal robes for an octave period after Easter, during which they received special instruction from the bishop about the sacred mysteries and Christian life, which they hadn't been taught before the vigil rites. On this Sunday they removed their robes, which were deposited, depositis, in the cathedral treasury as a perpetual witness to their vows. They were then out of the nest of the bishop, as it were, on their own, living their Catholic lives daily. St. Augustine of Hippo compares his newly baptized infantes to little birds trying to fly from the nest, while he, the father bird, flaps around them and chirps noisily to encourage them. In a sermon to the catechumens before their baptism at the Easter Vigil, St. Augustine helped them and us understand who we are supposed to be. He said, "Keep the night vigil humbly, pray humbly with devoted faith, solid hope, brightly burning charity, pondering what kind of day our splendor will be, if our humility can turn night into day. Thus may God, who ordered the light to blaze out of the dark, make our hearts blaze brightly, that we may do on the inside something akin to what we have done with the lamps kindled within this house of prayer. Let us furnish the true dwelling place of God, our consciences, with lamps of justice." From G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy. If we attach great importance to the opinion of ordinary men in great unanimity when we are dealing with daily matters, there is no reason why we should disregard it when we are dealing with history or fable. Tradition may be defined as an extension of the franchise. Tradition means giving votes to the most obscure of all classes, our ancestors. It is the democracy of the dead. Tradition refuses to submit to the small and arrogant oligarchy of those who merely happen to be walking about. All Democrats object to men being disqualified by the accident of birth. Tradition objects to their being disqualified by the accident of death. Democracy tells us not to neglect a good man's opinion, even if he is our groom. Tradition asks us not to neglect a good man's opinion, even if he is our father. I, at any rate, cannot separate the two ideas of democracy and tradition. It seems evident to me that they are the same idea. We will have the dead at our councils. The ancient Greeks voted by stones. These shall vote by tombstones. It is all quite regular and official. For most tombstones, like most ballot papers, are marked with a cross. I hope that these podcasts for Lent and for the Easter Octave have been helpful for you. Please pray for me, as I will for you.